For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. 53,000 acres make up Fort Jackson. Many are familiar with the base, its welcome center, chapel, museums, even ranges and training fields. But miles past these sites, where the general population is not allowed to go, are remains of another site, a possible village where about 50 years ago, young soldiers were trained for warfare in what would become one of the longest, costliest, and divisive wars.
What we're standing on is what we believe is the mock village named Bao Bang, which was a training site for pre-Vietnam soldiers.
Henry Howe is director of the Basic Combat Museum at Fort Jackson.
Historically, what the Army likes to do is to put their soldiers in some semblance of an environment that they expect to be in overseas.
So this mock environment may have included thatched roof huts, booby traps, tunnels, even areas where captives were held.
So it would give them a great idea of what to expect when we get downrange into the Vietnam warfare.
The use of immersion sites or villages is common for the Army. In 2018, Fort Knox in Kentucky held a special significance for the Vietnam villages used there. The technique has also been used during the World War II era. But for the village in the woods at Fort Jackson, there isn't much documentation.
We believe it was put together by soldiers who had experience in Vietnam, came back, and built something from what they believed represented the environment overseas.
So, on a sunny day, Howe and a team of archaeologists are walking the remains of the village, an estimated 300-foot square, tagging and documenting what's left behind.
So, most of what we do find is disturbances in the soil.
Stacy Young is an archaeologist with the South Carolina Institute of Archaeology and Anthropology.
We are finding shell casings from planks that they were using. There seem to be two different types that we found.
Above ground, there's a rusted bob-wired perimeter, the remains of what may have been a watchtower. You can also see mossed over wooden steps indicating an entrance to a small hut that would have stood there. And inside the perimeter of each hut, tunnels.
There's a tunnel that's outlined in concrete. Most of them are inside the building. Some of them are outside, but it's a tunnel system. There's an entrance, I think right here, entrance or exit. On the south side, there are two exit entryways as well.
For remains below ground, she explains how her team uncovers the layers of history.
We are shovel testing this area, and what that means is we dig holes 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters, square holes across the area in a grid pattern. And through that, we'll either find artifacts or we won't. So that if we find something, it tells us that something happened there, and we'll go back and do a little more investigating.
If this proves to be the replica Vietnam village of Bao Bang, Howe says its purpose now...
This is far off the beaten trail. You're not going to put a sign up and there are people not going to come flocking out here to see it. But we who want to research this now know where it's at, and we come out here and kind of get an idea of how the training in 1965 was flowing out. Early Vietnam, as we're starting to build up the war effort overseas, you know, how did that work?
In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.